Please consciously, deliberately, take a deep breath and let it out when it feels right. Ensure you're somewhere you can relax, be at peace, be uninterrupted, with privacy, all interruptions removed, your phone on silent. Everything which is routine will now be outside of this place. And inside this place, you can build a new routine in the name of your own improvement. I would like you to ensure that you can comfortably masturbate. That is, seek pleasure in a way which eventually will induce orgasm or your chosen climactic response. This can mean many things. You can know what it means for you in particular. Toys, tools of pleasure with which you're familiar, are fine. Your own hands, also. Whatsoever you choose to use as the mechanism of your growing pleasure, and whatever way you stimulate your body, whatever way you edge, you must simply position yourself so that if you delivered ongoing pleasure, masturbation, you would eventually climax, so that you can have something to stop short of as part of the meditative exercise. And when you're participating in this ongoing pleasure, try to keep your breathing steady. Long breaths in and out. It might be that the pleasure you will be delivering to your body causes your breathing to grow more excited. But this excitement is just another thing which happens in this place, where you form your own routine, a safe place where you can explore a new kind of deep, soothing, and yes, arousing meditation. All throughout what follows, I will continue calmly. This doesn't necessarily have to be a sexual thrill. It can just be about getting in touch with your body, understanding how it feels under various circumstances, and understanding the mind-body link better. Grounding yourself through knowing that your thoughts you may notice, and just allow yourself to notice if it happens, change toward arousing or fantastic imagery. But that can be a response of your body to relaxation, as well as masturbation. All throughout what follows, I'll continue calmly, and you and I will continue to address ideas you might see float by, concepts you might briefly alight upon, and all the concepts I elaborate upon, all of the experiences I mention, they may be touched by the pleasure of that edging, and this could cast a new light, illuminate new thoughts. Whatever happens during this, remember that this journey is collaborative. I'm here to provide a thread, an anchor you can come back to. But as the pleasure rises, if you drift away to realms of fantasy or notice things about yourself, your surroundings, just permit yourself to notice them. Edging is to stimulate yourself until nearly the point of climax. You can go quite quickly at first, or slowly, as long as you're always increasing the pleasure toward the horizon where you would experience a bodily climax, a paroxysmic spasm of pleasure. So please, begin to edge. Feel the pleasure born of your stimulation, and feel it spread from that contact. The deliberate choice to take matters into your own hands and bring yourself pleasure. If the pleasure brings you too close to release, you'll simply cease the pleasurable thing you're doing. What counts as too close for you is just any point where you think there's a risk you might spill over into true climax, true orgasm. If you notice you're coming very close to true orgasm, you'll stop your masturbation so you can relax your body, which is pleasant in its own right, feeling the pleasure drain, but there's still that warm afterglow in the background of having masturbated even without coming. The choice is there if it becomes too much to bear. The choice to just climax and return later. For example, if you're about to have a powerful orgasm, because edging while you're relaxed like this Edging in this created space might turn out to be particularly effective for you. If you're coming close to a powerful climax, it's okay to have it and return later. You can always have it even later, however, and explore the places to which this session will go if you edge instead. But if you really need it, it's okay to need some practice and to veer off into climax instead. You'll get more aroused as you edge, touching yourself presently, feeling your body. The arousal has effects, but they all happen in this safe meditative place where you can relax into them, lean into them, and inspect the feelings more than usual. Just notice the arousal without feeling particularly beholden to it. You know that if you intend to edge, edging is what will happen. This is an exploration where light and pleasure, heat and joy spread from your masturbation and throughout your body. This is a place to observe and through edging to develop a rhythm. Over time, this rhythm might become like the rhythmic breathing, which is sometimes done in meditation. You rise toward and then you fall away. You rise toward climax and then you fall away. Or it might be like a pendulum swinging toward, away, more rapid or slower, or just the flicker of a familiar flame. Becoming hypnotized by your own cyclical, predictable masturbation, your manipulation of your own body, your edging. You may think you're just doing what feels good, but as you approach the edge and relax so you come back from it, you're doing something more. As you approach it again and relax so you come back from it, patterns in your behavior may begin to develop. So you're doing the same kind of things to your body in your 10th edging run as you did in your 3rd. Eventually you'll develop moves, maneuvers, a mechanism for bringing pleasure, so it can be similar each time, so you can have a consistent result, developing routines in your masturbation. But these are the routines of edging masturbation. As you become more and more aware of your body, more aware of its mechanisms, you'll know if, for example, you could take, say, 20 units of pleasure before you climax. So maybe you do one very pleasurable thing and use up 10 of them in this edging run, and then one moderately pleasurable, familiar thing, which uses 5 more. And now you have just 5 left before you climax. So you either have to take a break and let it count down, let your arousal damp down to 14, and 13, and 12, which will slowly return your tolerance, slowly make you more able to stand pleasure. And this break is as simple as stopping your masturbation, even if you keep your hands or tools nearby, ready to leap back into action. You know, you could do a familiar action to add 2, and then 1, and 1 more, and sit right at 19, right at the brink. The more you learn to listen to your body, the more you will develop familiar edge yourself. Almost automatic mechanistic movements you use for edging. Maneuvers which take you up, then down. The more they become things you're doing while barely thinking about them, instinctively by sense and muscle memory, the more you'll know just how to edge yourself without needing to consciously think about it. And there's something interesting about just unconsciously carrying out the pendulum swing, the flame flicker, the slow, rhythmic breathing of edging. In to pleasure, back out of pleasure. Knowing you'll always add up to just short of 20, and if your tolerance changes, you'll adapt. Maybe you'll make it to 21 or 25, or maybe after edging yourself 5 or 6 times, you can only go to 14 or 15 before you're too close. The clinging pleasure you learn to stand at a specific time will change. But there's familiarity in it. And in this familiarity with your body, there is a growing comfort. You learn more about your body as you deliver more pleasure through familiar edging. So you add up, and relax, and count down. And down. Adding up and counting down can be soothing, and you may remain in this state as long as you wish. It's here for you to explore, It's your body. You familiarize yourself with more and more. You can stay as long as you need. To reflect and think is actually easier when you're edging. You know pleasure will arrive, and then it will slack off. Predictable cycles and rhythms, like the swinging of the pendulum or the flickering of a candle. Like pleasuring your own body to create a place to be in touch with your own body and with your surroundings. You grow more aware, more sensitive. Your senses are more dialed in. Think of how wonderful it could be to reflect and think about things you need to think about, want to know, want to understand, while your body just automatically, meditatively, as easy as breathing deep, achieves the state of near orgasm and then relaxes, achieves and then relaxes, and at the end, your reward. It's always inches away, the edge beyond which there may be a kind of completion, a kind of satisfaction. But there's no need to rush to get there. By deferring your pleasure, by coming right up to the edge, you can look out through the haze of enjoyment and the rising cause of arousal. So when you are eventually done thinking and ready to be done meditating, or if you're prone to be stuck touching, just getting lost in long edging, you could set an alarm. And when it's done, you'd get to choose to go on one more time. One more time, position yourself rightly and edge, or to climax coming and anchoring the mechanism as one which is beneficial for your body, for your mind. And then you can relax and return to yourself in your own time. Realize you've worked up arousal through edging. Desire and delight is now in your power. You can choose how to use it, just as you might choose how to use all the other thoughts inside your head and any insights you've gained as you inched closer and closer, as easy and natural as breathing, as simple as counting, as predictable in its swings as rhythmically breathing in and out, watching a pendulum back and forth, seeing the flame flicker, as pleasurable or more than masturbation you would pursue on your own for climax. You can edge and consider and meditate on what you need to do, how you feel, and just note and notice and live in the body you're in, with the powerful edged arousal waiting for use, waiting to remind you just how to do this again, and that you choose what you do with your body, your arousal, your desire, and with your current state of just on the edge, climax is right there, possibility.